My blanket away and took my jacket off for me to be warm. It's gotta be hot in here for you guys.
No, city attorneys aren't allowed to take it. We will suffer through.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for January 10th, 2017 is now called to order. I would ask you to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have our roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichert.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone is absent excused. Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Commissioner Jeanette Avila is also absent excused. Also present, we have Stephen Graham, Deputy City Attorney representing the Civil Service Board, and a representative from the Human Resources Department.
Our first item today is item AA, public comments. And I know Commissioner Alexander would like to make a statement at this time.
Thank you. I received a Christmas greeting from, and of course this is not, has nothing to do with business of civil service, so that's why it's under public comments. I received a Christmas greeting from former Commissioner Lloyd Burcham, that I thought, not Burcham, oh boy, that goes back a long way, that used to be the city treasurer, Lloyd Roberts. And I thought you would all enjoy hearing it. The past year I flew a B-20, you know he had his private plane and flew. This past year I flew a B-25 bomber and an L-39 jet plane, whatever those are, to expand my aviation experience. I'm very grateful for being healthy enough to do these things in the year I turn 90.
Wow.
I can't believe that. In May I decided I didn't need a 4-bedroom house for myself alone, so it went on the market and sold in 5 hours. I checked out a couple of retirement living places and moved to Mission Commons in Redlands on June 1st. I met a lovely lady, Lee, fell in love, and married her August 27th. We are still honeymooning. And then it's a two-parter thing, and this is from his lady, Lee. Life moved along as usual the first half of the year with rewarding times. Then came June 1st. A friend introduced me to a new resident, Lloyd Roberts. I learned he loved to fly and had his own plane. We discovered we both attended Phillips University in Oklahoma in 1947. I went on to get my doctorate in philosophy and Lloyd a master's. He said he would call me doctor if I would call him master. We both taught elementary school for 7 years, and we both had lost our spouses 6 years ago. As mature adults who have grown in experience, knowledge, and hopefully wisdom, we found an exciting new and deep love for one another and feel very lucky and blessed. Life is good. He sent a picture. I should look this good at 90. He looks fantastic. Anyway, I thought the commission would enjoy it.
Wonderful. Yeah,
thank you,
Evelyn.
That's
he looks younger now than I ever remembered.
Hey, he
looks
older on the commission.
Steve, did you know Lloyd?
I did.
Good.
Yeah. They both wow.
Did. Isn't that fantastic?
I'm so jealous. He looks better than me.
I just thought 90? The commission would enjoy hearing it.
And he's 90.
90 this fall. Yeah, his birthday's in the fall. I'm pretty sure it's in the fall, yeah.
Those B-25 bombers are
that's a big plane, right?
Yeah, two big engines.
It's a big old plane.
Isn't that what they were? Well,
in World War
II,
they
I was going to say, you guys are too young. But the war,
most
yeah.
Of them were World War
I. That's what a wonderful thing to hear.
Yeah, I still haven't responded to him, but it's just been fantastic. I shared it with all the Neighborhood Association presidents because he was president of NENA for like 17 years or something like that. Anyway, thank you very much.
Okay, let's give him our best.
I will. Okay.
Please, yeah. Our next item is item AB, agenda additions. Do we have any additions today?
No agenda additions.
Moving on to our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 through A5 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull one of the items for discussion?
I'll move approval, but I still have a comment about A5. And that's just because I don't think, it's not that I have a problem with it, it's just that I wish we had a policy that covered someone, for example, the police officer moving down to community service officer, because they haven't been tested for that. It's not that they aren't qualified, it's just, I still have a problem with that process, but I'll move approval.
Okay, all in favor? Opposed, motion passes unanimously.
I'd like to meet him, see what kind of community service he does.
Well, that's what they used to all do, the community service officers are the ones that used to come to the neighborhood association meetings and that type of thing.
I remember Holmes, you know, she was a community service officer when she retired. She retired out of the police and she went into it.
Oh, okay, I know what you mean, yeah.
I will add, Commissioner, that he did have to go through testing to make sure that he met all the requirements for the position. But you are correct in terms of it is outside of the standard process and there is an in-depth policy that specifically deals with it, but.
Okay.
Okay, that ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A6, a request by the Director of Community Development Department to approve revised testing standards for Building Inspector 1. I would ask for a motion that the request be approved to revise the testing standards for Building Inspector 1 to Civil Service Application Review and Civil Service Supplemental Questionnaire Review. If I can have that motion.
Move approval with a comment, just that I can't believe anybody with a number 1 after them has to have 2 years' experience. That surprised me. You know, move approval significant.
Can I have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A7, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence today?
No correspondence. None?
Our next item A8, a monthly report from the Chief Examiner.
So at our next meeting, I'll give you the full report for the month of December. At this stage, I don't have anything new to report other than what was reported last month when we met. We do anticipate that there will be an item going before council on January the 23rd for a firm that would be brought in to assist with evaluation of our policies and all the changes that would be associated with personnel as a result of the charter change. So that firm would be brought forward on the 23rd, and then following that stage, we should be able to come back with a more detailed report in terms of the impact that the charter change will have and all the changes that will be coming as a result of that. So I just wanted you to be aware of timeline-wise.
Since the charter change has occurred, are you getting a little bit of help from human resources to help you with all your tasks that you try to approve? They're trying to deal with.
Yeah, I think we work as closely as we can together to try and be collaborative and make sure that we're getting the business of the city done as effectively as possible. We know that there are a number of things that do need to be addressed, but for the time being, we're able to function adequately with the anticipation that we will be making some changes and hopefully filling our vacant positions in the longer term.
Now, we have a vacancy. Does HR have vacancies?
HR does. It has, I believe, one vacancy at present.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry.
And any news on the retrofitting the building and moving?
The move is still in progress. It will likely not be taking place, and I'm sure it will be phased in terms of department moves. But right now, I think the target time frame is probably sometime in early March or late February, but that date is going to be fluid depending on all the pieces being in place, IT infrastructure and the like, to allow for each department to move and continue operations. So.
I'm assuming soon. If you look under your chairs, you'll notice every chair has a sticker on it. They've gone through and they've inventoried every piece of furniture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they're beginning the process.
IT is going to be the night to me.
That is the issue.
Oh, yeah. My. Yeah,
that's the most significant between our phone systems and the technical infrastructure. It's a big job.
Okay, with that, I'd ask for a motion that the Personnel Action Summary Report for December 19, 2016 be received and filed. If I can have that motion.
So moved, Chair.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes unanimously. Our next item is item A9, closed session. We have no closed session items for today. Moving on to item A10, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of January 24th, 2017. If I may have that motion.
So moved.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes unanimously. And thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You like this board.
No, you guys are great.
You're going away.
You guys are great.